you got off the plane, so this would be in Vietnam, and you finally got off the plane, was it like what you imagined it would be like?
You can't, if you're not thinking about it, which, you know, as you're going, as I was going over there, you know, you're leaving home, you're going to be hundreds of thousands of miles away from home. I didn't know what to imagine when I got off the plane. It was warm. It was hot. That was about it.
Okay. So the weather, like, I know Vietnam's weather is far different than, especially here in Wisconsin. Was that a major problem for you?
No, not really. You get used to it, or you adapt, and that's what we did.
Okay, then, when you finally made it to Vietnam, what was your first station there?
I was stationed on the Da Nang River. I was with 3rd Marine Amphibious Forces. I was a bandsman, a clarinet player. If you know what it's like when you listen to your music, how does it make you feel when you're listening to the music that you really like?
I feel relaxed, I guess you could say.
Well, that's basically what we did. Is at 3rd Marine Amphibious Forces, we would go and play change of commands. We would play concerts. And that was it at 3rd Marine Amphibious Forces. They pulled out, and I got transferred to 1st Marine Division. And we did the same thing there, only what we did when we went to 1st Marine Division is we would have we would go out and play a change of commands, but we'd have to go out by helicopter. We would be in starched jungle utilities, spit-shined jungle boots, take our clarinets or whatever instruments you played, our flak jackets, our helmets, our rifles, and see, because you're first a rifleman, then you're a clarinet player. We'd hop on the chopper, and we'd go out to the bush and play concerts, or we'd go to play a change of command, but we were bouncing all over Vietnam.
You said you would go out on night patrols. What kind of gear would you have on?
Well, when we went on our, we would do concerts and stuff during the day, and at night we had our own line of guard. We would take our M16s with us. I had my 45. We'd take an M79 rocket launcher with us. We had what you call pop-up flares, grenades. I'm trying to remember. It's called, I think it's a Prick 25 or a Prick 75. That's just the analogy for it. It's a radio. So when we went out on that, most of the time I would be the leader. I would be the point man in our patrols because I was the NCO in charge of my patrol. Or I would carry the radios also. A lot of times the radios weren't that, what's the word I'm looking for, dependable, because I've had them go out on us already. But that's what we never, because we were limited to our area that we would patrol, we didn't have to carry anything else with us, like an M60 machine gun or anything heavier duty than that, because we had a line to guard, but when we go on patrol, we'd go down. And then our guys were still up there, but the patrol would be going through.
Okay.
Same thing when we went out on a listening patrol. We'd go out with four guys, and we'd sit for 12 hours. And we'd go out with the same equipment.